This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Chinese President Xi Jinping will head to Moscow Monday in an apparent show of support for Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
Xi Jinping will visit Russia from Monday to Wednesday amid sharpening east-west tensions over the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate discussions. China has sought to project itself as neutral in the conflict, even while in 2022 Beijing declared it had a no-limits friendship with Russia and has refused to condemn Moscow's invasion. The Kremlin says next week's visit will take place at the invitation of Vladimir Putin. On Thursday, China's foreign minister told his Ukrainian counterpart Beijing's concerned about the year-old conflict spinning out of control and is urging talks on a political solution. I'm Charles Diledesma.
A British Defense Ministry intelligence report indicates Russian military and Wagner Group forces have recently gained footholds west of the Bakhmuta River in the town of Bakhmut. The ministry said the river had recently marked the front line of the battle and the fighting in the eastern Donbass town of Bakhmut. The report said Ukrainian forces continue to defend the western portion of the town. The report goes on to say Russia is conducting some of its lowest rates of local offensive fighting since January, most likely because Russian forces have temporarily depleted their combat power to such an extent that even local offensive actions are not currently sustainable. The British Defense Ministry says the Russians will likely increase their offensive potential once personnel and munition stocks are replenished. Until then, the ministry said Russian commanders will likely be forced to choose between carrying out offensive operations and conducting a credible defense of the front line. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is the first top diplomat to visit Niger as the northwestern African country has emerged as a crucial security base for Western countries seeking to counter terrorist groups in the Africa's Sahel region. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Terrorist organizations like Boko Haram and Islamic State and branches of Al-Qaeda continue to pose a threat to Niger and governments across sub-Saharan Africa. In a joint news conference with his Nigerian counterpart in Niamey, Blinken announced nearly $150 million in humanitarian assistance to help meet the tremendous need in Western and Central Africa and the Sahel created by regional instability.
We are also supporting investments in the long-term security of Niger. Investments that you heard the minister refer to help make Niger's law enforcement more effective in combating terrorism, strengthening border security, enhancing counter-narcotics capacity, stemming trafficking, helping to investigate, prosecute, and ultimately reduce terrorism, violent extremism.
Cindy Sain, VOA News.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol returned home Friday following a summit in Japan aimed at opening a new era in South Korean-Japanese relations. Yoon Thursday became the first South Korean president in 12 years to hold a bilateral summit with his Japanese counterpart, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, in Tokyo. The two agreed to restore regular visits to each other's countries and took steps to ease trade tensions and vowed to strengthen security cooperation to deal with shared threats such as China and North Korea. Speaking in Washington Thursday, U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said the U.S. welcomed this new era of cooperation.
In the lead up to this summit, both countries have made a truly historic announcement marking a new chapter of cooperation and partnership between them. President Biden welcomed that March 6th announcement, which was meant to address their historical issues and to improve bilateral ties. This partnership, we believe, is key to upholding and advancing our shared vision for a safer, more secure, and more prosperous Indo-Pacific.
But South Korea's conservative opposition blasted Yoon's visit, saying it looked like he was surrendering to Japan and called it embarrassing and disastrous. French President Emmanuel Macron is moving forward with a controversial plan to reform the country's pension system without a parliamentary vote. As protests continue across the country and opposition parties prepare to call a no-confidence vote Friday, Macron Thursday used a constitutional power to pass legislation raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a parliamentary vote. Opinion polls in France indicate two-thirds of voters oppose the pension overall. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.